This is about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, and this Huckleberry Special, this place is on top of a great big hill. You can see all the way to 71 Highway that's going to Arkansas. You can see all the way down to everywhere. Anybody can see it. It's on top of a great big hill. Okay, so I'm burning them out, but what's it doing? It's drawing so much of a flame, a draft, that's pulling the flame way up to the top.
Sure, because air is going right through it, just like you.
Then all of a sudden, we're seeing sparks come out of this hole where the coons went in. You know how sparks and the wind carries them off? The little pieces of leaves break off and they're still glowing, you see?
Why wouldn't the coons have come out long before this?
They don't. I told you, remember, I know this, but I want to get them. I'm trying again. I know it from 10, 15 times trying
just
it before.
Won't come out.
I'm trying it again. You know what I mean? Because naturally you think it'll work, so I'm trying it again. Okay? So I'm seeing these leaves drifting off and then they burn out as they go. So I say, hey, let's not quit putting no more leaves in there, boy. You're getting too many. Like, people from, they can't see this little fire because we're in the base of the woods. People from way away can see them sparks up there.
Or the smoke going up, or just nighttime.
Night, okay. You don't treat coons. Coons ain't gonna come out in daytime. And so pretty soon we got the whole tree on fire. We put all this fire out, dug it out, stamping it all out because, see, I want to go back in there. I don't want to get Gene Bunch and the law more after me than they are. So I'm going to get this put out. And too good of a hunting place to ruin it. So I'm putting all the fire out, but see what happens is some of the inside where it's real dry, inside where lightning's hit this, it starts a fire in that wood. It's just ablazing. Pretty soon we got flames shooting out of that tree. And way at the top of the tree where it broke off the lightning hitting it, it finally burned a hole through there and it's shooting out the top, not just a little hole in the right. And boy, by the time we got out of there and we had to walk all the way around, see, we can't walk through the property and down the roads that Gene Bunch made because the law comes in there. We won't get caught, but our dogs don't know, have no sense. All they gotta do is catch one of my dogs with a name on the collar. And if you don't have the name on the collar, they haul it down to Pineville and put it in the pound. They gotta claim it, see? So either way, they're gonna find out whose dog it is. Because I got my good dog, I ain't gonna let him keep him, you see what I mean? So we gotta walk all the way around the woods, around this shit, 1,600 acre property, because I'm thinking the law is gonna come in there any time, or game warden, because somebody reports this fire shooting out of this tree. Okay, it's taking us so long to walk this long way than a normal way, back to the truck pickup, because I got the pickup parked about 2 miles away. And I just hunted on the way going there, hunting on the way going back. And pretty soon, we come out, we go down this road, we pass the whole gate where you enter this hill, Crest Estates, Gene Bunch, and here comes Pineville Fire Department. As soon as we come to the top of the hill, we looked, and that tree started a whole, I mean, there was about 20 acres on fire. Through the sage grass, you talk about blaze, fire department, the whole ball of wax out there. Oh, shit, boy. That really got away. But see, that's how long it took us to walk through, but all through all these woods. Here's the fire department. The fire department ain't coming on this road. The fire department's coming down another road. But see, they don't know how Gene Bunch is. See, the normal person can't hunt on Gene Bunch without getting caught. Because Gene Bunch, he's a bondsman down there now. And the law, they know how all the roads are because they patrol them. Because there's a lot of roads that go in there, they're a dead end. A lot of them, they branch off six different directions. But they all into one direction, it's a dead end, it's a great big circle drive, and the law got you. If you go and take off driving around, it's like a maze, and he made it that way. If you go off driving or off, and you go down a certain road, you think you're going to get out, and it looks like the road will take you out to the highway, or a county road, the law will, they'll just slow down, quit chasing, just come real slow after you, because they got your box in, you can't go nowhere. You see, that's the come off, people won't go in there, because you got to go in there daytime to figure all them roads out. I used to hunt that sucker before it even was Gene Bunch, you see, so I know, yeah, just like my own place, like Lodabar.